This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our holidays and events section, Ramadan. Ramadan is a very special time of year for the more than 1.5 million Muslims around the world. It is a time of fasting, prayer, devotion to Allah, God, and self-sacrifice. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Muslim calendar. Muslim holidays follow the lunar calendar. In the lunar calendar, each month begins with the sighting of the new moon. There are 12 months in the lunar calendar, and each month is either 29 or 30 days. The lunar calendar is 11 days shorter than the solar calendar, so Ramadan does not always occur at the same time each year. The fast of Ramadan lasts the entire month. During this time, Muslims fast from just before sunrise to sunset every day. They eat small meals in the early morning before the sun comes up, and do not eat again until evening after the sun has gone down. Fasting is a way of experiencing hunger and developing an understanding for those poor people in the world who do not have much food to eat. It is also a way to learn to be very thankful for everything God provides. The daily evening meal to break the fast is known as iftar. Iftar usually begins with dates and sweet drinks, or water, which provide quick energy after a long day of fasting. Following the iftar, Muslims often go out visiting family and friends. During Ramadan, Muslims go to the mosque and spend hours praying and studying the Quran. The holiest night of Ramadan is the Laylat al-Qadr, or the Night of Power. This celebration commemorates the night when Muhammad the Prophet first received the Holy Quran from God. The Quran does not mention the exact night that this took place, but most Muslims believe it falls on an odd-numbered night during the last 10 days of Ramadan, 23rd, 25th, or 27th. The month of Ramadan ends with a festival called the Eid al-Fitr, or the Feast of Breaking the Fast. It is one of the most important celebrations in the Muslim faith. People dress in their finest clothes and decorate their homes with lights and ornaments. Family and friends gather together to pray, exchange gifts, and eat large meals. A sense of charity and doing good deeds is also a very important part of these celebrations. Muslims are expected to share their blessings and good fortunes by feeding the poor and making donations to their mosques. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit esllibrary.com and choose our Holidays and Events section. That's all for today. See you next week.